Please don't stop the music.
Oh, this is my band I was telling you about.
You're listening to
Back the Mainstream!
Back the Mainstream.
Hey, shake and bake, Cal! Woo!
Shake and bake!
You can hear my voice. This is Bag the Mainstream, the first official episode.
Yeah.
How's my name's Rash?
My name is Dean.
Welcome, my name is Robert.
Yes, Robert. We've also got another Nick in the studio here, who's working the DJ booth.
Sound
the
magic.
Yes, welcome to the first show. That was Norma Jean, Robots 3, Humans 0. Rob, have you heard the new Norma Jean album?
Yes, no, I haven't actually. Robert, but that's I like that song. That's not as intense as the other albums.
Get out.
To date.
Leave the studio immediately.
Rob still listens to Blink. He loves them.
Stop it. Tell me about the album, right?
Anyway, the album just came out recently. Actually, some interesting information. Got released on my birthday, the 5th of August, if anyone's listening.
And what did you get for your birthday?
I got this album.
Ah.
And what else?
You had a cool party.
My word.
Yes, a party. Yeah. Had an 80s party.
Yeah.
Yes, it was great. That was Norma Jean, the anti-mother.
I actually sent you something from Ireland, but
did
anyways.
Sorry. Rob actually did get me the Flight of the Conchords original album from Ireland.
I'm just saying.
But that's another story.
Yes, for another time. That was Norma Jean for the third time. It's actually a really, really awesome album. Dean, have you managed to hear the entire album?
I have.
And what are your thoughts?
Very angry, but uplifting in the sense that I can see a guy that's been hurting, like, just really pour his soul into the album. And, yeah, just, like, passion-filled for sure.
Cool. Try and talk straight into the mic.
Passion-filled for sure.
Yeah, that's much better.
There you go.
Yeah, cool. The album's really awesome. I know, like, there are a lot of Norma Jean fans out there who don't like the album, but... I like the album. I think it's quite melodic and stuff. The band actually rates the album their best album that they've ever done. And I'm just reading here from this little piece of paper. It says that there's an SMS that just came through.
From one of our viewers.
Viewers, it's a radio show. It's terrible.
We're going to edit that part out, right?
Yeah, maybe I'll think about it. It says, the anti-mother lived up to singer Corey Brandon's claim that it's so heavy, it'll make you want to punch a dolphin in the blowhole.
Just calm down.
Yeah, just take it easy. It's a family show. Okay, we're going to get back into music. This is a new one that I'm quite excited about. It's by a band called AB Turbo. It's the first local band on the show. And for those of you who don't know, AB Turbo is made up of ex-members of Doppler Effect and of Armor for Nightmares. So we're going to kick it off. This is AB Turbo with Disguise the Lies.
Yeah.
Last song was The Way It Should Have Been by, from the beginning, by Crossing Point.
They bring the mosh.
Okay, they have a brand new album called Self Assassination, released on Blood Wetness Productions.
Blood Wetness.
It's actually a spelling mistake. So it's Blood Witness.
Sorry.
I'm joking. No, it's not a spelling mistake. It's just me speaking like a retard. Yeah, I'm Blood Witness Productions.
Ron Burgundy.
They've also just come back from an amazing tour with the international band Under Oath. And they'll be featuring later on the playlist. That's
yes.
Under Oath.
And if any of you were at any of the Under Oath shows, you would have known that it was amazing. Just throwing that out there.
Indeed.
Just stick around in the show.
What's coming up next?
I think it's Enmity.
Yes. Rob, tell us about Enmity. You've had the privilege of playing a few shows with them.
Indeed, yes. Enmity, I think... One of the best, or the best, I would actually put it out there, for their genre in this country.
Definitely.
What, like, deathcore? What, metalcore?
No, they're metal band, Rob.
Metal band.
Blood deathcore.
But I must say, like, for me personally, I just think they've gone up so much a level, especially since adding a lot more melody. I think it's opened up a lot more to their... especially for me. Otherwise, you know, generally I'd appreciate it, but I wouldn't really, like, you know, outside of from watching them, really listen to much of their stuff.
Definitely, Enmity are always, like, freaking amazing to watch, and they are definitely, like, one of the best metal bands in the country.
Yeah. For sure. So,
what was that, Dean?
Without any further ado,
I was just gonna say that they, like, the new track "True Love." It's probably like their first
True Romance.
It's True Love. You got True Love there. So we have to...
MP3 is called True Romance.
Is it?
Yeah.
It says True Love there.
Let's just call it True Love Romance.
Yeah. Well, anyway, their new track, True Romance, is their first track which they've gone into more like melodic and more like singing. And yeah, I think it's definitely a good direction for them to be going in. And if they carry on going in that direction, then they can definitely count me in as a permanent fan.
Awesome.
The question out there, though,
yes,
is, and we'll take this into the song, is hardcore on its way out at the moment? Because it seems like melody,
even though Enmity are metal band,
yeah, and they're not hardcore.
That's just what I'm saying.
Okay, anyway, this is Enmity with True Romance. A freaking amazing Enmity track.
I like.
Well done, guys. Especially Chloe. Voices coming through very nicely there. Yeah, so this is kind of the point in the show where we actually tell you what the heck we're actually about. Some of you may have joined the Facebook group. If you haven't, please do. If you want to be kept updated and such. Yes. Yeah, basically, Bag the Mainstream was put together for two simple reasons. The first being we actually want to try and improve the SA music scene by promoting South African music, and especially the bands that struggle to get on the radio, as some of us know, first-hand experience. Yeah. Yeah, so we do actually want to feature your band, whoever you may be. If your band's not on this week's show, it might be your next week, or we might not know that you even exist. So if we don't, please email us at bagthemainstream@gmail.com. Also, the other reason that we're actually around, the whole kind of bag part of Bag the Mainstream, is that we're working in conjunction with a non-profit organization called SALT, and they're running a project called the Light Bag Project. I just left a pause there so that you've got the point, you know, play on words and stuff. And basically what that is for about $70, you can actually fill what's known as a light bag with food that'll feed a family of five. Obviously our underprivileged family of five that's also affected by HIV and stuff like that. So it's a community outreach initiative. We're just trying to make people aware of it. If you do want to get involved, just email us again, bagthemainstream@gmail.com, and we'll put you in connection with the right people, or we'll be posting up bank account details soon on the site if you want to get involved in that. So yeah, that's pretty much in a nutshell, you know, what we're about and stuff. Dean, you want to say anything?
Yeah, like, I'm just, like, really glad, just, like, I don't know why no one's ever thought of it before, just, like, to get a podcast together or, like, to some other show together where we can just play alternative music, where there's such, like, a scene that's just ready for this music, and it's just not being provided. And, yeah, like, I just pray and hope that, like, you know, the audiences just receive the show well. And, yeah, if you guys, like, are an up-and-coming band, just send your tracks through and we'll play them for you. So, yeah, simple as that.
Yeah, simple as that.
And if you're not in a band and you a listener, not a viewer, and you want to send stuff to us, maybe ways that we can improve this, because we're all learning together, please give us send us your emails.
Yeah, give us some feedback.
And give us some other topics, you know, if there's something you'd like to be discussed, then you can, you know, like maybe that we should share time to talk so we don't get interrupted. Yeah.
Definitely. We don't even mind getting hate mail. Tell us what you don't like about the show, and
we'll read it back to you.
Yeah, we'll print it out. We'll crumple it up and have a game of basketball right here in the studio.
Yeah, probably play soccer because no one plays basketball.
Yeah,
I love this. Actually, isn't unedited.
Anyway,
we're gonna do a show that's unedited one time.
Yeah. By the way, like this show is gonna obviously come out bi-weekly, so that's every other week, not next week.
Yeah, every second week.
Or if, like, you know, you live with your grandparents, then every fortnight.
And the show is completely free. You just have to click download and ta-da, you'll have the show in your PC data bits in seconds.
Data.
Or you can put it to your flash drive and put it in your back pocket.
But you need to download it first.
Yeah. Rob's only recently got an email address.
And a Facebook.
He's been Amish for quite a while now.
That's not the truth.
He has quite the generous John beard.
Well, me and Tim Maguire from Under Earth share the same passion.
Okay, whatever.
Maguire, what the heck?
Okay, cool.
That's grain potatoes.
On with some more decent music, you know, for the listeners out there. This next one's by a band called Thrice. I'm sure a lot of you know who they are. And this one's from the album called The Alchemy Index, which is a really awesome concept. We'll chat about that a little bit later. But this song is called The Messenger. Enjoy. Yeah. Oh my goodness, Under Oath.
Indeed, oh my goodness.
Rob, tell us about the Under Oath tour.
Okay, basically, probably the best week of my whole life. Yeah, as, well, no, actually no one knows, but I never was into hardcore. They basically got me into whatever, the sort of heavier style of music, and yeah, to be able to watch them live was just unbelievable. To get to know them, actually, I will say this, that I thought it was going to be like, wow, you know, not that they would be rock stars, but you look up to them, but they're actually the most mellow people ever. Must be closer.
Yeah, that's fine. Rob, would you consider yourself an Under Oath fan?
Yes. Oh, yeah. By definite. I would.
Cool. Here's a question. What was the name of that song?
It's called
The Survivor.
I actually know the track because let me tell you something about my car as well. I don't have a front loader in there, so you know I know the tracks really well.
Okay.
Like track number 9 is brilliant.
Okay, but you kind of avoiding my question there. Do you know what the name of that song was?
At the moment, no, because I gave my album away to a kid who never had it.
I got mine signed, and I'll never give it away.
Yeah, that track was actually called "The Only Survivor Was Miraculously Unharmed."
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, as a fan, like being in the right in the front row of that, the Barnyard Theatre,
the mosh pit,
the Barnyard Theatre, being around the front, being splattered with James's sweat. And Spencer feeling the crowd up.
Spencer actually spat at you.
Yeah, he spat on me. If you look at my video on my Facebook page, you'll see a big Spencer Loogie landing straight just below my camera lens, which happened to be my chest. And it was appreciated much. But yeah, it was probably one of the best gig experiences. Well, it was the best gig experience of my life. I mean, I've had the opportunity to see some other bands, and Under Oath definitely took a cake. Maybe because they're
the Coke.
They took my Van Coke, and they didn't give me any water, which I was really thirsty.
Yeah, featured on our next show, the new Van Coke.
Yeah. I think
and
it's Van
left
Coke.
You aching.
Van Coke or
Van Coke Cartel.
Yeah, Cartel. Or is Van Coke Cartel.
Ons gaan nou 'n bietjie Afrikaans praat. Ons het 'n Afrikaans liedjie wat opkom. By die straatkinders. Actually, I was going to say something earlier. The irony of the song "The Only Survivor Was Miraculously Unharmed." I'll tell you actually who wasn't unharmed. Was the girl at the Under Earth show at the which one at Bell Sundowner?
Yes, the second last show.
Extremely large young man decided to stage dive off the Bell Sundowner.
That's right.
Stage onto a single girl, and
in all seriousness, actually
it was pretty hectic because didn't she break her neck or something?
She fractured her neck, yeah, she had to leave in a cast. But for me, what was so interesting to see is how
accurate he was.
Well, not only accurate, that I doubt it was actually his ex-girlfriend.
Really?
No.
We actually love Afrikaans music, and we love the Straatkinders. Kinders. And this is actually our special feature for the show because it is brand spanking new. It is so new that this is actually an unmastered track. So don't judge them on this track, but the track is sounding good anyway. So this is off their new album called Swear Sus a Face Ho.
What?
Yeah, I actually got that right.
Is that what's that? What does it mean in English?
I actually don't know.
Probably means green sponge or something.
Although on Studio One, the presenter said Swear Sus a Heis Vrou.
So something as a woman house.
As Facebook. Swift as a housewife.
Anyway, but this song's called...
They're housewife for a reason.
My goodness, what's the song called? It's called... Gebrande Lippe. Huh?
Gebrande Plank.
No, Gebrande Lippe. I think it's Burnt Lips.
Burnt Lips.
Cool, so let's take it away with Straatkinders.
Wat jou verraai, die waarheid verdraai ek I jump up in a bit of not an audio. Ja, wat ik smaakt om jouw liefde heen. Want jouw steent in een zonnestelsel. Zit mijn naam eens op je warm schrijf. Is vreemd om te denken, ik haar gebruik word. Doe maar wat ik vertel, als jou ken. Mijn oor is al rooi gebruikt. Laat de vraag wat mijn ziel gaat schuif. Je bent en dit, alles weer.
At night I go out, killers and wolves are out to get me. At night I go out, killers and wolves are out to get me.
If you don't know where you are listening to Bag the Mainstream. It's just, yeah. Just a quick little recap on those bands there. That was the new Straatlikkenis, not yet released, Gebrande Lippe. And straight after that, oh yeah, also just another thing on Straatlich is they actually just shot a new music video. I can't remember what the song was called, but it was directed by Ludie van Rienen, like a R. yeah, it was. Did you know that, Rob?
No, well, not until now. Good thing I tuned in.
yeah, Ludie did their directed their video. I saw the little teaser clip. And when I say teaser, I have no connotation to any adult promiscuity.
I felt teased when I watched it.
Yes, did you know, Rashid, that Ludie also did the new Ultimate video?
That I did not.
Yes, I do. Obviously, I did.
Right.
Partly because I didn't know who Ludie was.
Well, this is partly uncomfortable.
Okay, after that was a very interesting local band called Brothers of Thunder. For those of you who don't know, that's actually Hanu and Emil from The Narrow. They are indeed brothers. And I actually quite like that track. What do you think about it?
Sure. I've had the, I'd say, privilege of hearing the album, and it's indeed potent. Probably the most, I don't know, in-your-face rock that I've heard in a while. And yeah. Definitely, if you enjoy Queens of the Stone Age, I'd definitely encourage you that.
Yeah, definitely. It's a very, very cool experimental album, like a bit of electronica, bit of drum and bass. Yeah, some good beats, some good riffs. So yeah, check out for them. I think they are gigging at the moment, so just check out their MySpace. I think it's myspace.com/brothersofthunder. And after that was a band called Showbread. A lot of the bands that we've played tonight that aren't local bands are from Tooth and Nail Records, either Tooth and Nail or Solid State. So go check them out on the net. Some very, very freaking cool music. The Showbread album was a concept album called Anorexia Nervosa.
Well, yeah, it's basically the story of two sisters, Anorexia and Nervosa, and one builds a tower and one digs a hole. And the track names are exactly the same, but obviously with two different storylines. And correct me if I'm wrong, that was Showbread The Journey from the Anorexia album.
You are wrong.
Darn it.
Yeah, that was actually The Journey from the Nervosa album.
Cool. Nervosa!
Yes.
You're hearing any of that on the album, by the way.
Yeah. Although, I'd just like to say, even though we are a non-mainstream music podcast, don't be surprised if you hear from time to time a little folk song slipped in there or a little something else.
Little 80s mix.
If you want to hear death metal, then like forge your songs. If you want to hear Copeland, then forward their songs or something along the lines.
The beauty about the podcast is that you can fast forward if you don't like it.
We'll play what you want to hear, but not really because it's not mainstream, but we'll give it a listen, I suppose.
We'll give it a listen. I must say, somebody actually mailed me a track. Was a female artist by the name of Julia Jacobson. And you know what? I actually might bust out one of her tracks on a future show. It's very folky. She's done shows all over the world, but she is from Cape Town, South Africa. So, Julia, if you're listening, we'll play one of your songs some other time, just not right now. But yeah, so please, if you play in a band, you want to get your music heard, send it to us. It does help if you send a press pack, because then we can do a proper album review for you. All the details are on our Facebook page, and please email the tracks if you can to bagthemainstream@gmail.com.
And, and then obviously now on just like a more mainstream point, for the fans of Paramore, there's a new video that was released on the 3rd of October. What month are we in now? October.
November.
Oh, November, sorry. Months mean nothing to me. The 3rd of November, which was on Monday, and it's called Decode for the new Twilight movie that's coming out in December. And if you want to catch a glimpse at the video, just go to our Bag the Mainstream page and it'll be there for viewing.
Viewing purposes, yes. Viewing. And
because any Paramore song is only good when you're actually watching a video along with Hayley Williams.
Hayley Williams equals kryptonite for all guys in the
Hayley
world.
Hayley Williams, enough said.
Okay. Yeah. Also, along with each podcast episode, we're going to try and post at least one or two videos up. One from an international band, and hopefully one from an SA band, if we can find enough bands to send us their videos, etc.
Gigs.
Gigs. We're going to get to the gigs, Rob. We've got two songs left. I think you can give us the gig guide after the next one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hayley Williams, my other girlfriend.
Okay, cool. We're going to hit it off now with the second last track of the podcast. Hope you guys have enjoyed this show so far. And it's that time of the show where it gets a little bit dirty and south.
Uh-oh.
Like clean dirt, though.
Okay. Here's our dirty south band of the show called He Is Legend with Electronic Throat.
Put on your southern shirt.
And grow a beard.
I like
Rob, what do you think of that song?
I like that song. I actually like that album. I have got it from Rashid. Or had it, at least.
Please don't say my full name on air.
Uncomfortable. Well, in interviews, you call yourself The Rash.
I don't know. I prefer the first.
I like Rashid. What do you mean? Why are you ashamed of that?
I like the first Years Legend album. This one I don't like.
Really?
I just find his voice, vocals, quite tedious.
I did read. I actually do like both albums, I must say. But I did read that he wrecked his voice during the first album and also just living a debaucherous lifestyle.
Well, at least they got the first album out, which is probably good.
Yes. If you haven't heard He's a Legend, get both albums, I'm Hollywood and Suck Out the Poison. Both are dirty and south, and that's all you need to know about that. Which brings us towards the end of the show, and Rob's got a little update for the gig guides. Rob, tell us about gigs that are happening in the next 2 weeks, please.
All right. Well, the first that we have here is one of a twofold. The first being the tour of Japan and I to Cape Town. We have had the privilege of seeing Japan and I. We actually flew up to Joburg to watch them play. But we, I mean, New Ulm. An adventure, nonetheless. Oh,
you couldn't go the entire show without saying your band's name.
Yeah, that was terrible.
No, was that the objective? Well, the power's in your hands, Rashid. Okay. Rash. Okay. Well, I would prefer to not say. Yes.
Come and bomb your house, man.
Japan and I are playing at the Hidden Cellar, along with the Rudimentals, and that is on the 15th of November. Show starts at 8 p.m., and there will be a cost at the door, but it's a prize when you get there.
No, it's 40 Rand.
It's 40 Rand. Thank you.
Surprise.
Then at Gandalf's on the 21st, I believe, of November at 8 p.m., Japan and I are playing with the following acts: Verona Falls, The Lottery Tickets, very cool, Checkered Zebra, are super fun, and Gravity Wins Again. So that should be a really, really fun show.
Yeah, Verona Walls.
How would you pronounce that?
It's a W, not an F.
Okay, well, there's a V over here, so...
It's a W.
Walls. That's what I said.
You said Verona Falls.
You did.
I said Walls. You can go back and check it out. And then on the 21st as well of November, in Durban, the Willowville Hotel, there is an indie versus hardcore evening. Oh, that is going to be interesting. That looks like a lot of fun. Featuring the City of Gates, awesome band, versus the Ranks and Jersey. So, starts at 8 p.m. I would go there and see who
wins.
Yeah,
that is going to be sick. The Ranks are amazing, and so are City of Gates. Yeah, Willowville. People of Durban, be there.
That's in Durban, oh my goodness.
Yeah. Anyway, this is Bag the Mainstream. Don't forget to tell your friends about us if you want them to hear your band, etc., if your band was featured on the show. Also, just another reminder, send us an email on bagthemainstream@gmail.com. And this brings us to the end of the show. It actually went quite quickly. Sure.
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of, yeah.
let us know of your thoughts.
Yeah, and don't forget to catch the next episode, which is on the 24th of October.
Of November.
Of November, yes.
Jeez, dude, you're working too hard.
Yeah.
Cool.
Like Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah, this is another one for all the metal fans out there. It's by a band called Inhale Exhale. This is not their latest album. We actually do have access to the latest album, but we just feel that their previous album was a lot better. They are freaking amazing, and this one's going to play out for us.
For sure.
It's going to be the last track, and thanks for downloading this and listening, if you are listening.
Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your dog.
To support Salt.
Yeah, to Salt. It's for the children, guys, seriously.
Yeah, I know. It is, really. No exaggeration.
Sharing abundant life together, said
Very
Dean.
Good.
Yes, what Dean said. Yeah. Anyway, this is NLXL with A Call to the Faithful. Cheers. You listen
Over
to
and
the
out.
Mainstream.
Yeah!
Wow, a fade out. Don't hear that every day.
How fitting for the end.
Well, anyway, guys, this is like the end of the show, and yeah, so this is your faithful presenters or DJs or spiritual advisors.
Yeah, email us and give us all DJ names.
Yeah.
Okay, cheers.
Great.
I'd like flying squirrel.
Yeah, goodbye. Like and remember,
pancakes and waffles.
This is really awkward saying goodbye. It's like you put down, you stop listening. You stop listening first.
Remember.
You stop listening first.
No, you stop.
Love you.
Make good decisions.
You're still there.
Yeah.